ever wondered what a series of pictures moving quickly would look like? Well, chances are you already know, especially if you watch cartoons. It's what we refer to as an animation. Like all films, animations are illusions of fluid movement. Among the prominent types of animations are 2D or hand-drawn, 3D computer graphics, and stop-motion animation. Here in Jamaica, a number of vocational and tertiary training institutions have been offering animation training programs. A survey conducted by the Youth Employment in the Digital and Animation Industries YEDI project team earlier this year showed that over 380 students were enrolled in an animation program at the tertiary, vocational, and recently at the secondary level, with the introduction of the CXE CAPE syllabus in animation and game design. The tertiary and vocational training institutions have also reported that enrollment numbers have been rapidly increasing due to the heightened interest of Jamaican youth wanting to master the art of animation. In August, 12 of those institutions were provided with over 250 graphic drawing tablets as part of efforts to strengthen the existing animation training programs on the island. The tablets, valued at approximately $21 million, were provided through the YEDI project. The five-year YEDI project is slated to be completed in January 2020 and is being funded through a $20 million US loan from the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, or World Bank, to support youth employment in the digital and animation industries. YEDI animation specialist Robert Reed says upgrading the equipment will allow faculty and students to further develop the creativity, critical thinking, and technical skills required for 21st century jobs.
Bringing the current technology up to date will allow the training institutions to really remain relevant and competitive for a number of years to come and ensure long-term sustainability of training in Jamaica, even after the project is completed.
Among the receiving institutions are Hartrust NTA facilities offering levels 1, 2, and 3 in digital animation, as well as the Universities of Technology and the West Indies, which both offer bachelor's degree programs in animation. Edna Manley College of the Visual and Performing Arts, as well as Excelsior Community College, have also benefited from the new tablets.
We're anticipating that 57 high-end tablets will be delivered in short order within the next month or so. And these tablets are higher-end, Cintiqs.
The YEDI project, formerly housed in the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology, was relocated to the Office of the Prime Minister, OPM, this year as part of a strategic move aimed at accelerating the growth of the local animation industry.
Some of the initiatives under the project include the hosting of our animation conference, Kingston, as well as training in animation, as well as support to the existing training program and support in terms of partnering with JAMPRO on a business development initiative to really provide training on the business of animation to our animation students in Jamaica and creative entrepreneurs, prepare them for attendance to key trade shows and key markets.
Mr. Reed says the Kingston Animation Conference is being planned for later this year, with the main objective being to give visibility to local animation talent.
We have a number of competitions currently open, you know, such as Best Character Design, Storyboarding, Short Film, and International competitions as well. So it's really, Kingston is really a networking conference as well, bringing the networking opportunities to Jamaica and allowing our participants to really meet with industry experts in the industry.
For more information on the upcoming conference, check out Kingston Fest on Instagram and Facebook, at Kingston Fest on Twitter, or visit the website kingstonfest.com. Investing in the local animation industry is also one way the government is looking to build on the present business process outsourcing BPO industry and expand into the more skill and value-added area of knowledge process outsourcing.
Animation is one of the areas that's a growing industry, growing at a rate of about 6% per annum, and it's valued at about $244 billion US. And what has been happening based on recent and future trends is that the North American major markets like US and Canada, they have been tapping into the outsourcing of animation production. We have a large pool of talented persons here. We want to basically tap into that industry.
YEDI animation specialist Robert Reed. That's it for our update on the YEDI project, now at the Office of the Prime Minister. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Anthony Morgan.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.